This show is brought to you by EarPeeler.com.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Tonight's episode of Radioactive Metal is dedicated to the memory of Nasty Savage bassist Richard Bateman.
Hello, this is Away from Voivod, and you're listening to Radioactive Metal.
Welcome to Radioactive Metal. This is Radioactive Metal, your source for news, views, tunes, and interviews. Here are your hosts, Snowy, Rock, Corrine, and Aaron.
Horns up, everyone. Welcome to an away episode of Radioactive Metal. Yes, I've been waiting all day to do that.
I'm sure.
This is episode 521, and I'm Snowy White.
And this is Rock.
Hey, dude, how's it going?
It's going good. You kind of made me laugh there for a second.
Yeah, you tell me, considering what you announced last week, that you're not going to miss this. You're not going to miss shit like this.
Especially when I don't expect it. You know, when we plan stuff, that's different. But when you go off the cuff like that, yeah, that's funny. That's funny shit.
Hey, man, I'm trying. All that aside, how are you doing today? Looks like it's just the two-man group, to borrow a paraphrase from a couple buddies of ours. It looks like it's just you and I tonight.
Yeah. Well, all our other friends are all busy with other things in their lives. So, hey, that's fine. You know, just you and me. Just keep it intimate. You know.
Yeah, it's not like just, we haven't done this before. Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't do any googly eyes at me though. You know.
Cause... Okay, I'll try. You know, every week I hold back. I do my best, but
because you're going to make the breakup that much harder.
That's right. It was actually last episode, our good buddy Corrine there, she was taking it kind of hard.
This was nothing new.
Like, we knew it was coming.
Well, we've been discussing it for over a year, you know, but but to her defense, she missed a lot of weeks. And I think some of the weeks that we were talking about some of this stuff back, you know, behind the curtain, I think she wasn't there. So I guess it kind of slipped her mind and stuff. So,
Goodness.
So, yeah, but it is
what we've got. Yeah. What we've got, though, this week, we got quite an episode. I would say so. A gentleman we have had on in the past. I remember you did a phoner with one Away from Voivod.
Michel Langevin.
Yeah, thank you.
His real name.
Yes. Yeah, you would have done it, but you would have done better with that than I would have. Recently, though, Voivod came through town to play the SOS Festival here in Winnipeg. So I had my opportunity to sit down and discuss everything that was going on in the wonderful world of Voivod and all that. And I have to admit, I had a question there that I was on my mind, you know, ever since like the first Voivod record in what, 85 came out, when War of Pain first came out. I often wondered this, so I had to make damn sure that Mr. Away and I, you know, we went over that, and I got it from him firsthand.
That's good. It's kind of like the one time that when I did speak to him over the phone, I had a question that was burning me since I was a teenager when they played in Sherbrooke in my hometown. They played at a school, and I had been waiting for over 30 years to ask him this question, and he got a kick out of it. And I don't know, should I refresh everybody's memory? Because it's been
a while.
So, you know what? But before we do that, before we forget, you know, we have a sponsor this week.
We do.
you know, and that's True Cult Coffee, our good friends at True Cult Coffee. And we everybody knows that they take a lot of pride in offering single origin coffees, and they don't have any gimmicky flavors or mixing in cheaper beans. It's just great premium coffee roasted in really small batches. So they're offering monthly subscriptions these days. You can have the one bag subscription or the two bag subscription, but you save 10% on your orders every month if you go the subscription route. So everybody should go to their website, truecultcoffee.com. That's TRVEKVLTcoffee.com to put in your order. And if you want to follow them on Twitter and Instagram, True Cult Coffee, TRVE.KVLT.coffee. And that's at both places, Twitter and Instagram. And you should check out their merch also when you're on their website, because they have really great, fun shirts, you know, for everybody. And they have some mugs for sale also. And they once in a while they do music giveaways, and they'll, if you get a subscription, you get some free music with it. So check it out, man. It's a great product. And I think everybody so far that I've talked to that has tried True Cult Coffee, everybody has loved it. So check it out, truecultcoffee.com.
Right on. I mean, and
no, I was going to say, now to finish my story, my away story, the question I'd asked them, because when I was in high school, they came and played in a different high school way across town. Okay. They came and played a gig for that high school. Now I found out by talking to away that gig had been organized by the Quebec government. It was a thing for that they were having professional bands go and play in high schools to promote music classes and for encourage kids to take music classes and get into music and the arts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So they came and played in Sherbrooke at a school called Le Phare. And I had heard a rumor. I couldn't go because it was way across town. And back then, you know, I had no way of getting there. I was, 14, you know. So mm-hmm. I had no way of getting there. So we had heard a rumor a few days later after the show that they had almost set the school on fire because of pyro. And that basically what happened is they had some pyro bombs, and because they played in the cafeteria, apparently, of the school. So, you know, you imagine a cafeteria, the ceilings are fairly low, you know, and they're mm-hmm. probably those tiles, you know, those suspended ceilings, they call, you know, you push on the tile and it goes up and stuff. And there's always a lot of dust up there, and it's very, you know, it's kind of nasty. So I asked him, I said, is it true? And he starts laughing. He says, well, yeah, they almost set fire to the school. And he explained to me what happened. He said, Blackie, the bass player at the time, he was the guy in charge of all the concussion bombs and the fire and all that stuff. And he said, it wasn't the science, you know, he was just eyeballing the amounts of shit he was putting in there. And he put too much. He put too much in there. And when the bomb went off, it made this big shooting flame, and it touched the ceiling, and they thought that they were going to set the school on fire. And apparently parents that were there as chaperones, some of them ran out, grabbed some kids and ran out and stuff.
Wow. Oh, he said, everything
was okay. He said everything was okay, but he said, yeah, everybody was a little scared that time. So
just
so,
yeah, a bit.
Yeah. So I waited 30 years to ask him that question. And, you know, I was so thrilled.
Right on. A gig in a school cafeteria. Now that's that was definitely a new one on me. Of course, you know, basement shows, you know, garage shows in garages, and you know, out in the bush, basically, I've gone to shows and all that. That cafeteria, that's definitely a new one. Yeah.
And I've also seen a show in my high school years at a different school where it was a pretty large school. It was called Le Triolet. And they had like a large common area for the students, like in the middle of the school, to go and all get together. And they had like this, what do you call it, a rotunda? It was like a round area that kind of dug into the floor, you know, and they had like, you know, like seats and stuff. And so it was kind of a stadium-ish, if you
will. Oh, okay.
And one local band that was pretty hot at the time here, Anesthesia, they played there. They played a gig there at that school, and those were like the top musicians in town. And they were an all cover band at the time. So, but they played Rush and they played Metallica and they played some Yngwie Malmsteen, some Ozzy, some King Diamond. You know,
cool.
And they were really good. And actually, I became friends with the singer years later. And but yeah, they played there, and it was like in this little common area that was it was really nice. It was really big, and the show was awesome. Oh man, it was so good.
Right on. See, just like a pro wrestling, you know, as long as you got a space to throw a ring down, as long as you got a stage, you know, you can have a show. Anyways, I've gone to shows in churches as well.
Oh yeah.
Well, that sort of.
Yeah, I haven't, but I've heard of some.
Yeah. Before we get on with everything, including our metal fix here, you're probably hoping I was going to forget. You were probably hoping, because you're a modest guy.
What the hell are you talking about?
That I wasn't going to announce that as
stop,
your birthday today.
Yeah, it is.
Another year deeper in debt?
Pretty much. Okay, the big 4-9.
Yeah, one more year. So happy birthday, my friend. And
thank you.
Many,
it.
Many more to come. You know, Mrs. Snowy and our daughter wishes you all the best as well. As well, I want to say by the time this comes out, the first day, the following day, my friend Ninja Cat Jessica, her dad, my good buddy Donnie, he does turn the big 5-0.
Oh.
Yeah. And so happy birthday to Donnie as well. Yeah, like, you guys are going to make it this far.
Oh, boy.
So good on you. So without further ado, let's celebrate Rock's B-Day here with a little bit of the metal fix.
We've been naughty this week. Let us tell you all about it in the metal fix.
Okay, dude, so what you got?
Well, just a couple things. The first thing is kind of not really metal related, but kind of, sort of. We were just talking about seeing concert at weird places.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went to see a wrestling show on Thursday, Rise Ascent. They were doing TV tapings for 5 weeks. And, well, TV tapings. They have an online streaming service. Mm-hmm. So they were taping for 5 weeks. And it's for people who don't know Rise, it's part of Shine and it's part of Shimmer. It's an all-women's wrestling league. And you'll never guess where the show was.
A fire hall, I've heard of shows being.
Of all the places I never thought I would ever go see a wrestling show at, it was at a baseball training center.
Okay.
So you walk in there, there's a pro shop, you know, where they sell baseball gear. And then you walk in, you have this huge fucking room that's the size of a baseball field. And where they have bases and all that, and they have, there's nets everywhere, you know, to protect all the lighting and stuff from stray balls and stuff. But there's batting cages, and it's this whole thing where they have, where the kids can, parents pay, and the kids can get picked up from school after school and go there and practice. They have rooms where they can do their homework. There's everything you can think of. So the wrestling show was in this building, which was really weird.
Wow, that would be awesome.
So they tarped off, you know, part of the field that was all the way in the back. So one side you had a wall, the other side you had a tarp and a net, and then on the other side you had like the backstage area where the girls were changing and all that, and then the other side all the chairs were lined up on one side. So everybody was on the same side of the ring, basically. So it was really strange. But yeah, and the reason why it's kind of metal, it's because Rosemary was wrestling. Well, she wasn't wrestling. She still has her knee in a brace, so she's rehabbing that. So, but she did have a little bit of physicality, and she's a big metalhead. So and I got to see her and stuff, and I got to chat with her during the intermission. And we may have something coming up with her at some point. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Not making any promises, but yeah, a really cool gal. And I got to meet her and, And it was the second time, actually, I got to meet her and talk to her. So she's really sweet.
Yeah. I'm totally green with that. And because she's a good Winnipeg girl, and I've never met her. And honestly, we're both big pro wrestling marks. And for me, she's like the most interesting thing in pro wrestling for me right now. Like her character and everything that she does and all that is fantastic stuff and all that. So, yeah. I'm glad you got to talk to her again, and hopefully she'll be sharing some stuff with all of our listeners as well. Even if I just get her on the phone,
I
think so, that would be really cool too. At some point she is going to be like on an indie show here in town, and that's probably when I'll meet her.
Yeah. So, fingers crossed. We're trying. So, and you want to talk music with her, and my metal fix, I mean, I've listened to a lot of music over the week, and there's just too much to mention, but there was one podcast that I listened to that had a very interesting episode, and that's Talk is Jericho, with Chris is Jericho, and he's had this podcast for 4 years, and he's been trying to get this one band on the show since he started the podcast. Mm-hmm. And this is the band where he got his name from. He finally did an interview with Helloween.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So I guess they were all in Europe for some shows, and that's when he got to talk to them over there. And it's a really fun interview. The two guys he spoke to, I can't remember their names. One, I believe, is the original bass player. And then he talked to
Ty Hansen?
No, that's one of the singers or guitarists. But he talked to the original bass player who's still there, and then one of the newer guitarists that they have in there. But those guys were funny. You could tell they were having a good time, and it was fun. It's a super fun interview, and especially that Jericho's such a fan of theirs, mm-hmm. So that was a fun one. And the next episode after that, again, not really metal related, but he did an episode about his appearance that he did at the All In show. Huge independent wrestling show, that the biggest one that's not – so the biggest thing after WWE in the United States, mm-hmm. basically.
Oh, for sure.
So he did a surprise appearance there, and he talked about the whole thing, how they pulled it off, how he got invited and stuff. If you're a wrestling fan, listen to that episode of Talk is Jericho. It's awesome. And he had two perspectives to this. He had his perspective and this perspective of one of his roadies. Because one of his roadies is a huge wrestling fan, and they've done a few episodes together, just the two of them, talking about wrestling and stuff. Doing pay-per-view reviews, but this guy is also the son of Chris Slade, the guy who plays drum for AC/DC.
Oh, okay.
Chris Slade's son is a roadie for Chris Jericho.
Right on.
So he brought him with him to the All In because Jericho said he needed an assistant. He needed somebody to help him out and, with all sorts of stuff that he needed to get done. So you had the perspective from Jericho and then the perspective from Chris Slade. Not Chris Slade. No, I can't remember his name, but his last name is Slade. But
mm-hmm. Right.
Really interesting. If you're a wrestling fan, check it out. It's awesome. Great episode.
Right on. With me, like the Jericho's podcast is kind of hit and miss when I think to go and check it out. I see, okay, who does he have on? Okay. Mm-hmm. This is someone I would want to hear about and all that. And I think these two episodes that you just mentioned, yeah, that definitely has my attention. So I'm going to be checking those out. You say, Chris Jericho, big Helloween fan. Well, yeah, Jericho.
Oh yeah.
He makes no bones about the fact that, the Walls of Jericho record is where he got that name from.
Yep.
Yeah. And Mr. Jericho is returning home in December. I just found out the other day. Fozzie is playing a show here.
Yeah, they just announced that.
Yeah. So, who knows? I'm at least going to be in the audience for it.
Yeah, the thing is, with when they play a band plays a home show like this, it's hard because their family want, they want to see their family. They want to, his family's still in Winnipeg and stuff. So it's really hard to get interviews when the band is, they're playing a hometown show.
You know? It is. Trust me. Yeah. Even that was the problems that I have with whenever Propagandy, when they go out on tour, mm-hmm. and they're, it's not like they're, well, they're a big band, but it's not like they're Chris Jericho size and all that, but they go out on tour. You know, they're huge all over the world. They come to town, they sell out right away, and trying to nail them down to do a show, you know, at the venue is so hard. You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's, you know, Propaganda and Comeback Kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's another name that's really hard to even just to get on the guest list.
Yeah,
you know, unless it's a Ninja Cat show, you know, it's
you know, just like when Iced Earth came here years ago, and I was supposed to talk to John Schaefer, but they're from Tampa, so mm-hmm. they played in Orlando, so it's basically a hometown gig. So I didn't get to talk to him. I was ready to talk to him, but I couldn't get him because he had family on the bus and stuff. And then I got the singer. I got Stu Block instead, which I was totally unprepared for, and that was a fiasco. But hey, we don't dwell on these things.
Mm-hmm. And he's a hell of a vocalist, too. So, hey, can't go wrong with that.
So, what you got for your middle fix?
What do I got? Not quite. Well, sort of hometown. Some good Canadian boys in Cauldron. Their new record, New Gods, came across my desk this, you know, it's been out for a little while now, but I finally was able to give it a spin. You were, of course, you're familiar with Cauldron and all that, and of course they have the traditional metal sounding. You can see where the influence comes from and all that, but this, I really think this record is their most melodic to date. You know, their most commercial sounding. And if anyone is going to be like, oh man, they sold out or they did this and all that, it's like, no, I don't see it as such. I think this is just the natural progression that the way this band was going to end up going. And I really think it's kind of too bad how, you know, they have that organic sound, that organic melodic sound that really should have ignited, you know, with a much wider fan base and all that. And just I hate to say it, I just don't think they're going to break that glass ceiling. You know, I think, you know, it's going to be their audience is going to be familiar with them and they're going to eat it up, but they're just new fans that might be embrace it, I don't think they're going to go, I'm going to take a chance with this band called Cauldron. You know, like, I just don't see it happening. I could, because there's definitely some radio hits here though. Cool. As well from Horror, Pain, Gore, Death, this split 7-inch with Sacrificial Blood and Traitor came across my desk. It's just three quick songs, one original each, and Sacrificial Blood do a cover of Girl School's Hellraiser as well. And I thought, oh, that was really interesting. I would like to get to that track someday. Other things here. Oh, geez. I didn't have any shows. I listened to a couple podcasts and all that, but I'm really not going to get to any of those because I got a whole whack of other stuff here that I want to mention, including the new Cemetery Lust album, Rotting in Piss, is available now on Hell's Headbanger Records. And much like when I'm thinking of these, okay, Cauldron has this sound where you can see, okay, it's very, very traditional 80s influenced. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they start with C. Cemetery Lust. Okay. They, you know, on the other end, sort of the musical spectrum, they're very heavily influenced, you know, from the underground death thrash from the late 80s. Like, you can really hear it. Fans of Sarcophago and early Sepultura and all that, they're really going to get into Cemetery Lust. And they also start with C. Okay, that's just kind of one of the things. Just some things that I've kind of been noticing about these two bands as I was cranking them. And they're both a couple of songs that I want to get to. Okay. And both these songs are about 3 minutes and 33 seconds and 3 minutes and 36 seconds and all that. And it's like, these are small things, But I'm just, I don't know, this is just a kind of an insight into Snowy's weird mind.
Only you.
Sometimes, yeah. Another really cool record I was digging is The New Depravity, Evil Upheaval. Really cool death band out of Australia. It's the new project from Lewis Rando, who was the drummer of Impiety. And this new record, you know, it's making its way around the around the internet in the underground right now. It's getting some good reviews and all that. And kind of a old school Impiety fans will definitely get a hold of this, especially if you like a little bit of Morbid Angel thrown in there as well. Please, by all means, check that out. And as well with new albums, just as we sat down about to press record, I was cranking the new Pungent Stench. Pungent Stench are back. Smut Kingdom. Now, this new record, okay, it was supposed to come out like 10 years ago, 10 or 12 years ago or whatever, but it never happened. Yeah, it kind of sat in the vaults for many, many years. And I don't know, I guess all the Leo mumbo jumbo is over now, and it's out now. And just all of a sudden, boom, there's this new Pungent Stench album. Hello, fantastic. Yeah, so it's kind of cranky. Yeah, oh, hello.
Hello, Dolly.
Oh, yeah. As well as some other records cranking this week. A couple episodes ago, we had one Vanessa Nacera on. Sweetheart of a gal. I want to have her on again. She first came to my attention, I don't know how many years ago now. I don't want to say it, you know, because she might be, hey, Snow, you're giving away my age here. But you know how women are with that. I first discovered her with one of her older bands, Howling, their record, A Beast Conceived, obviously, you know, with everything going on with her right now, you kind of got that itch to go back and hear some of the old material. It was all over that as well. Abigail, the cool death rock, death and metaler rock band, you know, akin to your Toxic Holocaust or your Midnight, etc., and all that. From Asia, they got their new EP, Far East Black Metal Assault, is out now. I was really digging that earlier today. I was cranking the Queen soundtrack for Flash Gordon. Remember that movie?
Oh, God, yes. My sister had that soundtrack.
Wow. Still one of my favorite movies, and the theme song is still one of my favorite songs from all time. Cranking that, as well as the original Friday the 13th soundtrack. Got some inspiration for some metal from a little different route here. Mrs. Snowy and I, earlier in this week, we hit the comic book shop.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, bet your ears perked up with that. There's a, well, it was a new series to me, and shame on me for not knowing this earlier. We've never mentioned this before, and we really should have, but while we were almost just kind of sitting, you know, going through the new release racks and all that, I see the Spinal Tap logo. What? I go and I pick up this Spinal Tap comic book, and it's part of the Rock and Roll Biography series, which it's the latest issue in this series. And as you've deduced, it's all about rock and roll biographies. It dates back to 2015. Oh, okay. Well, I'm flipping through this, and I'm
thinking. Not exactly a new release, though.
Well, this, no, the whole, this is the latest issue, you know, in the series. The series dates back to 2015, and I'm flipping. Okay. I got it in my hand, my hot little fist right here. And as I was flipping through it, you know, I'm looking at some of like the back issue, System of a Down, Primus, Metallica, Faith No More, Iron Maiden, Pantera, NoFX. What really caught my eye is there is an Exodus issue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, okay. And chances are, like, none of these, and there's a Slayer one there, as well. And I also found out later there's also a testament issue. And I thought, oh, wow, this is really cool. Okay, this is Spinal Tap. This is definitely mine. And I'm going to go and ask, you know, the nerds at the shop there, hey, like, you got any back issues to this? And, like, specifically, I was looking for the Exodus one. No such luck. Okay, well, I thought, well, you know what? Maybe, you know, this would be a good time. You know, we've talked about Slayer comics in the past with the, you know, with the Relentless comic in the past.
Yep. With John Schnipp.
Right. You know, RIP, it's too bad, you know, what happened with him recently. I thought, well, this would be a good idea to, you know, pick that up since I'm here in the shop. I couldn't find that one, but I did find the Slayer Rock and Roll biography issue as well. And yeah. So I'm two comic books richer here, and we got a couple comic book conventions coming up in the next couple months. So I think I'm going to be sniffing out those Exodus and Testament.
Good luck with that.
Okay.
That's maybe, okay. Maybe. So just, you know, like we've had this discussion about music in the past, where there's just so much music out there that you can't be into everything and you can't see everything that comes out. It's the same thing with comic books. There's just so much out there that comes out every month that unless you're really, really, really paying attention, you don't know that it's coming out. And a series like this, that's this Rock and Roll Biographies, not every store is going to carry this. You're lucky that they're even carrying this, a few of those issues, because most stores will not order that stuff because they will not be able to sell it. It's just going to sit on the racks and go in the back issue bins, and they're going to practically give it away in a few years, you know? Mm-hmm. So good luck finding that stuff at the convention. You may find some. Good luck.
Fingers crossed, hoping for the best, you know?
Yeah.
If I ask, you know,
you'll have to ask. Do you have any of those? And good chance they won't bring it because they're like, nah, I didn't bring them because I didn't think I was going to sell them.
Right. Sure enough. Yeah, this fucking guy has to show up. Now he wants that Exodus comic.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. So, yeah. Yeah, that fucking guy. And as well, finally, in my hot little fists now, as well as the latest issue of the DOA fanzine. And I was kind of just sitting back, going through it, reading all the wicked interviews and all that, and all the brutal underground death and thrash and all that. And I was kind of where, and I do this with Decibel, and I do this with Maximum Rock and Roll when I pick that up. You know, I'm flipping through it. I see a review or a band interview, you know, I'm not too familiar. Hit YouTube, check out, you know, what it is I'm reading and all that. So I spent a good chunk of that afternoon just going, reading the new DOA and checking out some of the tunes, some of the bands that, you know, some I've kind of heard of before, but never actually gave it a spin and all that. And it's like, well, this is a good time and all that. So I was cranking some Chemicost, some Whip Strikers. Brazil has a wicked band called Affront. I gave the whole Witch Fuck Disgusting Rock and Roll EP a spin. The new Hellish God and Deguile, their latest album, Predator Rain. I gave that a spin as well. That is some fantastic, brutal black and death thrash, you know, that I can't get enough. Just DOA fanzine in general, particularly this issue. All of those great bands are in it, as well as some more established acts like Cannibus Corpse, Mammoth Grinder, Genocide Pact, just a lot of really good stuff. That one Dave Horn, he just crams as much as he can into one into one issue, and it's a really good read. All the interviews are brief, but there's a lot, and it really gets you, it gets you pumped, you know. It gets you, okay, I want to hear this. Well, this looks fucking brutal, this looks sick, you know. And you know, it kind of got me going, it kind of got me ready to rock and all that. Yeah. So let's rock and roll ourselves here with the new Cauldron is available now. New Gods, let's go with the first track. This is Prisoner of the Past.
So you bury me.
The new Cemetery Lust from the Rotting in Piss record. I guess kind of the title track. That was Piss on Your Grave. Which, you know what? That song's only half evil. Yeah, it was only 3 minutes, 33 seconds.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So it wants to be full on evil, but it only gets halfway there. Yeah. See, that's what I said. This is kind of the shit Snowy notices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the things that definitely Snowy noticed was the awesome new record, The Wake. From one Voivod, which, of course, you know, that is a band that you would be familiar with from your neck of the woods. And, of course, you know, the legendary, legendary Canadian band that has just about done it all and seen it all. When you think, well, man, okay, when Voivod first started, you know, they were firmly entrenched, you know, in the mid-80s thrash scene. Yeah. You know, in the underground, and that was the audience. But, you know, it's not like they sounded like Slayer or anything like that. Yeah, they were brutal and heavy and all that, but you kind of knew that these guys were a little different, but still maintaining the underground integrity and all that. Just as the years progressed, and now we're over 30 years now with Voivod. They've changed, they've progressed, they've been called this, they've done this, they've just, and this is all musically and all that. And they've all done it on their own terms. And they did it their way.
Oh my
God. You know.
You're inspired tonight.
What can I say? I'm having a grand old time.
I get to.
Yeah. So that is something that, you know, I always, even though, like, I don't have every one of Voivod's albums and all that, I've got a good chunk of them, but that is always something that I've always admired them for. And I'm sure the vast majority of the listeners here, you know, will know who Voivod is, and no doubt have, you know, the vast chunk of their discography as well. You in the past have spoken to Away on the phone. Now this was my chance to be able to sit down with the man and ask him some questions that I've been meaning to for quite a while. So without further ado, this is definitely a Snowy's bucket list here. This is our chat with one away from Voivod. To get us there, let's go with the first track, or the first single, I should say, off of that cool new Century of Media record, The Awake. This is Obsolete Beings.
We'll be right back. And how I like to kind of start out when I have a veteran on the show like yourself who's been there, done that, and all that. The word, when it comes to your band and for everything that you've done, the word legendary kind of pops up. The legendary Voivod and all that. Okay, now, when you see, like, do you see that very much? And if you have, what's your reaction to that?
I'm okay with it, you know, and I'm also conscious with of the fact that it is our 35th anniversary this year.
Oh,
and
geez.
and for the past let's say decade, we sort of jumped into the classic thrash metal movement where we can share the stages around the planet with people we toured with in the 80s, like Testament, Exodus, Megadeth, and Creator, and so it's cool to be part of the original movement, but also to be part of the resurgence of the thrash metal of the past few years.
Right on, right on, for sure. And we're getting a lot of that. Like, do you get a lot of younger fans at your shows now coming up and saying, yeah, I just discovered you, and you have this whole back catalog that I can't wait to jump into and all that?
Definitely. And the last few tours, we noticed that the younger kids are singing the lyrics from Post Society, the last EP.
Right.
So it's a good indication that there are a new generation that's slowly getting into Voivod as well.
Right on. Excuse me. And coming up September 21st is your new record, The Wake.
Yeah.
I believe. Yeah. I guess you're getting pretty excited about that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we also have a long European tour that comes with it, and it's been a long process, a couple of years of writing this album, where we did a lot of shows lately, so we had to write the album sometimes on the road, in the bus or backstage. So we wanted it to be like some sort of progressive rock album, very intricate, so it turned out to be quite a puzzle, but we taped it during last winter, and finally it's coming out in September. We're excited.
For sure. And okay, you mentioned the EP and all that, but it has been 5 years now since Target Earth, and I believe that was the last time that you were on this show. Now, all the way up to that point, you guys were pretty consistent with the albums a year, a tour, a year, an album, tour, album, tour, album, tour. But you had that little layoff. Is there, what's the whys and wherefores behind that, or is that just...
There was the departure of Blackie that kind of slowed us down in a way, and we also again spent a lot of time working on this new album. In the meantime, we kept releasing a split 7-inch with At the Gates, Entomb Deity, Napalm Death, and all of which we ended up compiling on Post Society. And so what we did, we just released the singles on vinyl for a couple of years, and but now we probably be a bit steadier with after I mean we will tour this album for a couple of years, but again we'll write some material on the road, and so hopefully there'll be another album in a couple of years.
Right on. So that was going to be like one of my questions, like how much gas is left in the Voivod gas tank? How much longer do you think you're going to... I mean, you're not old, but you're not young. I'm not young.
We're right about to play like 40 shows in a row in the fall, and Snake and I are in our mid-50s, so we're still kicking. But in the live situation, I don't really know how long we can keep doing that, hopefully for many years to come. But in terms of recording, we can do that forever, you know. That's official. We will try to write and record music forever if we can.
Right on. Yeah, I don't want you to stop in my lifetime. That's for sure. Over the years, And you've had various different sounds, and over the years you've been called thrash and speed and alternative and prog and all that. Out of the horse's mouth, what would a way call Voivod sound?
Well, I remember in the 80s, some people labeled us nuclear metal.
I thought it was pretty funny. I remember that.
So that was my favorite.
And that's good enough? Just what, calling it nuclear metal?
I guess, although, I mean, you know, we did incorporate a lot of different styles, from punk to thrash metal to prog rock to krautrock to psychedelic music, and even like more like modern classical music. And so it's really hard to condense that into a couple of words. Mm-hmm. But if I, actually the one I liked the most was nuclear metal, but the one that made me laugh the most was deco metal.
Deco metal.
Yeah, it's Harley from the Cro-Mags told me that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. That's enough said on that. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. And I'm sure probably the majority of our listeners are veterans, have been around and all that, and they will remember that Jay Sonic had a role in this band for a while, and I would be crucified if I didn't ask, when was the last time you spoke to him?
Oh, actually last year, was it? No, it's 2 years ago. We played in San Francisco, and he came with us. He came on stage to play Voivod with us, and when we crossed paths, he does that, and he did that also at the Hellfest in France a couple of years back. So we're still in touch, a real good friend.
Right on. And at some point, can you see him? Can you see yourselves collaborating with him? Any recorded material?
Oh, I hope so. We did that many times since the early 90s or end of the 80s. We did many recordings together, I hope so. Yeah.
Right on. And finally, we're kind of looking at the clock here. Your name, I remember seeing your nickname right back from the very first record, and I was just a teen, and you weren't much older and all that, and it's just like, that is a very unique name. That is a very unique nickname. What is that? Where did you get that from?
It's the other guys that called me that, because of my concepts and drawings and all that, but also when we started the band, before releasing War and Pain, I was going to school, university, in science, and so I missed many rehearsals because of my homework.
Okay.
And sometimes I wouldn't show up, and they started calling me away because of that as well.
I can see that now, after all these years. It all makes sense. That's fantastic. And finally, like I said, you've been on this show before. My co-host did a phoner with you. He's actually originally from Sherbrooke.
Oh, nice.
He now lives in Orlando and all that. And what I like to do when I have someone, you know, from Quebec and all that, if you could just give Rock a shout out in your native language, just say hi to Rock.
Salut, Rock. C'est away, tabarnak.
I remember him saying that word. Yeah.
So, as I said, everyone now, run, don't walk, to your record store and pick up The Wake, featuring Mr. Away here, pounding out the drums. Fantastic, fantastic stuff. See, that was the thing, okay? And I don't know why I didn't hear about this, read about this in any interviews leading up to it. Am I the only journalist or whatever you want to call me that actually thought to ask him this in 30 or 40 or 50 years or whatever? Like, why away? Why not Spike? Why not, you know, why not Bloodsucker? Why not? you know what the hell? What is a way? And well, there was my answer, and I have to admit, I'm quite satisfied.
Yeah,
I'm quite That is fine.
Good piece of journalism, Snowy.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Some people do in-depth research and all that. I walked up to the guy and go, "Hey, what the fuck?
Fuck?
What the hell? Jeez." Well, what a great guy. What a great guy.
Yes.
Like I said, you've spoken to him in the past. I haven't. This is the first time interviewing him, but I have crossed paths with him in the past. And he's just a fantastic guy. And he was so accommodating. Sometimes when I do interviews, you know, if it's a fly-in show, and what that means is, you know, like it's a one-off gig like this festival was, where the band had to fly in, you know, they're not crossing the country, you know, in a van or, you know. So sometimes nailing the artist down, even for a quick interview, is a little more difficult than, you know, if they're traveling. Like that, you know, but with everything that went on, and I could tell, you know, even before the guy hit the stage, he was still kind of, you know, it seemed like he was getting a little tired and all that. He had a long day so far of travel, you know, but he was still very accommodating, and we had a great chat, and it's definitely one I will never forget, and I'm looking forward to having him on again, because, you know, hopefully there's still a lot of gas in the old Voivod tank.
Yep.
For sure. Yeah. I think that's it, dude.
Cool.
You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, there's stuff going on in the metal world that makes you shake your head, and you wanna, you know, exercise those demons by yakking about it on the show and all that, but there really wasn't much going on, just a whole lot of great music, which at the end of the day, that's what I enjoy the most. How can people get a hold of us and all that good stuff?
Well, you can find us on facebook.com/radmetal. You can also find us on Instagram and Twitter at RadMetal666, just if you want to stay informed and see some pictures and stuff and what's on our minds. And you can find all, well, not all, but about 100 episodes on RadioactiveMetal.org. And there's some concert photos and all sorts of fun stuff on there. So check it out and follow us and tell your friends about us, because word of mouth is always the best way to get the people turned on to something new, you know. And leave us a review on iTunes, you know, we would appreciate it.
Of course, Radioactive Metal is proud members of the Shining Wizards Network, shiningwizardsnetwork.com. Go there. It's a wicked network full of great friends. You know, it's not just us. It's predominantly a pro wrestling network, but there's great shows on pop culture and lifestyle and just about everything, you know, that you're going to want to get you through your week. And speaking of which, personal request from your Uncle Snowy here. We would really appreciate it if everyone took a couple minutes out of their time, went to iTunes, okay? Find us there, leave us a review, hit us up with some stars, maybe five of them.
we would
appreciate that, you know, because, you know, every little bit helps, and stuff like that kind of gets, you know, gets Radioactive Metal pushed forward. So if you could do that, we would definitely appreciate it.
Yes.
And that's it, my friend. Once again, fantastic week. Looking forward to doing it again. In the meantime and in between time, that's it. This has been an away episode of Radioactive Metal. I'm Snowy White.
And this is Rock.
Signing off. Away.
Feels like we're at a sports ball game.
together we left the gas. But then it goes to loving all the age created truth. The time is coming down and now grief is really real. Letting strikes through the last of the traditional. Got aggressive in the middle of a piece of stone. Grabs from the underworld, destroy the human race. And it's a bonnet to hang and spread an early grace. From the holy light, screams, cries, the death. Oh, we're up. Friend and grace is set the stage and the start to kill. Tomatoes, the deception in the night. Evil tomatoes, your actions say, fight and fight. Evil tomatoes, spreading out to take command. Evil tomatoes, future mankind at hand. Mutilated bodies now growing upon the streets. Searching for us, we have been revisioned. Visions of the dead, we have seen it. And as we stroke through the middle of all the enemy, the evil force is stronger as the terror grows intense. Banishing the population, built up its defense. Sending through the awakening, a city's father trade. A machine of slaughter, tell us how we kill the dead. Rebellion will rise, free will strive. The dead, oh well. Bread and grace, the set is these. Start to cow! Evil tomatoes, the deception in the night. Evil tomatoes, you're up to say.
Visit us at radioactivemetal.org or go to iTunes for past episodes and write a review. Listen to us live every Thursday night on purerockradio.net. You can also listen to us on Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, Google Play, and all other podcast aggregators. You can purchase the music featured in this episode by going to radioactivemetal.org and clicking on the episode link. Leave us a voicemail. We want to hear from you. Call 321-80-HEAVY or 321-804-3289. We may even play it on the show. Email us at radmetal666@gmail.com. with suggestions or for indie spotlight submissions. Follow us at facebook.com/radmetal, twitter.com/radmetal666, and instagram.com/radioactivemetal. This has been a presentation of Radioactive Metal. It's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.